5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Sell five fives all the way around. Let me get to a couple of texts here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, John Reed is carrying the other two candidates. John's the most dynamic. I love Winsome Sears, but she's a zero in the personality category. All right, you're wrong on both of those counts. Now, well, you are. I mean, I don't know who you are, but I'm just telling you, you're wrong. I happen to know a thing or two about this. Not about everything. Like, if you're going to ask me to tell you how a ground rule double works, I would look at you staring, and I wouldn't, I don't know. I don't know. You defer to the experts, right? I don't know. But if you're saying that that Winsome Sears has a zero in the personality category, I can tell you that firsthand, having interacted with her over the last few years, that is completely and totally untrue. And then somebody else, oh, well, John Reed is carrying the other two candidates. Also untrue. Now, I love John. I think everybody knows that. I've been with his campaign, if you will, as a supporter since day one. There was never any question for me. There were other people running and might have been good people. I don't know. But don't you get to a point where you say, look, I have a relationship. No, not like that. Stop that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying. No, I've known John for a decade now, I guess. Not just as a work colleague, but as a legitimate friend. We chat on a regular basis. And I think the world, actually, now that I say it, I think the world not just of John, but I think the entire Reed family is a great family. I loved having the opportunity to spend some time with his dad, the late Jack Reed. And I remember John saying to me, oh, it's a shame you didn't know him like back in his heyday. It's okay. I mean, I had a glimpse and I knew that those were great experiences. They were just so enjoyable. He was such a good guy. And his mom, as you know, I just love John's mom, Judy. She is a sweetheart, nobody better. And he's got he's got a great family. That's my point, and I'm happy to count them as friends. And they're all people that I know and have interacted with. And John has, as a friend, been here many times. So I say all of that so that you know when I say he's not carrying the other two, I'm not being nasty. I'm just telling you the truth. Each of those three candidates has a unique constituency. No doubt about it. They, in my opinion, have got to blend to bring them all to the table and get votes from everybody. Somebody else said, Jeff, the word on the street is Winsome Sears can't stand John. I don't think that's true either. Here's what I know. We have the three most diverse, competent candidates. Now, I would ordinarily put competent first, but since diversity seems to be a buzzword for many, I put it first. But we have the three most diverse, competent candidates on our side that I have ever seen. And the Democrats have nominated the three most extreme, most radical candidates that I have ever seen. Anybody who thinks that the Abigail Spamberger campaign is really about Virginia, well, it's not. It's about her running for president down the line. I mean, that's what she's going to do. She's, well, the deep state's deep state, right? And she is a hardcore committed leftist. Well, Jeff, I heard that she worked across party lines. She said she was a moderate. Hey, I say I'm 6'2". We're both liars. All you'd have to do is take a look at her voting record when she was in Congress. It's not hard to do, and you don't have to trust me. Go do your own research. We live in a day and age where every piece of information about everything that's ever happened since the dawn of time is now available online. In addition to amazing videos of really cute puppies and kittens. Go. Do your own research. Do your own research. And you'll see where she was and what she did. That's it. It's easy. It's really, really easy. So next week in the morning, the Attorney General, Jason Meares, is going to be on Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And next week in the afternoon, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears will be with me. And it'll be good stuff. That's all. Oh, I had a chance. You know, I mentioned earlier, and let me bring everybody up to speed. I mentioned this way back in the 3 o'clock hour. I am starting a new awards program here in Central Virginia. Every month now for 8 years, I have bestowed the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And it goes to a local Central Virginia law enforcement officer who has gone above and beyond, who represents what I consider to be the best of the badge. And you know, we have had police officers as well as deputy sheriffs. We've had state police officers as well as state troopers. We've had a variety of special agents from the federal ranks. We have had FBI and DEA and ATF. We've had some really great people through those years. But I wanted to recognize some other folks in law enforcement who are 20 years into it. See, a lot of the folks for our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor are people who have many, many, many more years to go in service. And that's great. That's fantastic. You need really good, young, energetic folks doing the job. But there are folks who are, quite frankly, 20 years into their service, more towards the end of their service than the beginning. And some of them are creating a legacy. Some of them are leaving a legacy behind for their particular agency or for Central Virginia law enforcement in general. And so we are starting a brand new program. I will be presenting the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. And there are going to be some serious standards. Standard number one is you must have 20 years on the job and realistically be at a point where you're probably going to be retiring relatively soon. It doesn't have to be, oh, that's it, Jeff, I'm out of here tomorrow sort of thing. But you're going to need to show that you won't need to show. Whoever it is that nominates you is going to need to show that you got 20 years of service. And that what you've done through those 20 years plus is going to leave a legacy. And I'm not going to decide this one on my own. I'm going to tell you that right now. I am inviting both of Jan's sons, Richard McTernan. Richard, by the way, happens to be acting sergeant at the Richmond Police Department's Training Academy. And her other son, Mike McTernan, who owns and operates Prince George Towing down on the south side. And I'm going to bring in some of the leading law enforcement top level leadership. So it's going to be, as I think about it, it's probably going to be lieutenant and above. You're going to see how many chiefs might be willing to weigh in on this. Maybe some retired folks. I'm thinking right off the bat, Jerm, make a note of this because you know I'll forget. But I'm thinking Adam Lee, right? Adam Lee retired as the special agent in charge of our FBI Richmond field office. If anybody could look at nominees for the new Jan McTernan Legacy Award, I would think it would be a guy like Adam who's put 20 plus years in with the Bureau. You know who else, Jerm? Again, make a note because I'll forget. The other Jeff Katz, right? The other Jeff Katz who just retired, a year ago, 2 years ago, as the chief out of the Chesterfield County Police Department? Remember, he served as the chief down in Boynton Beach, Florida. He served as the chief here in Chesterfield. Now he's up at the FBI Academy in Quantico. He's left a legacy in both of those agencies. I'll bet you he would be somebody who absolutely could weigh in on some of those nominations. So that's how we're going to do it. So we decided to do it. The very first recipient of the Jan McTernan Legacy Award actually found out about it today. Today. And we recorded that earlier today. I'm not telling you who it is yet, because Jeremy has a lot of work to do in post-production to take the audio where I ramble, sometimes incoherently, and turn it into an actual segment that is worth airing. But that's on Jeremy. He does the hard work and the heavy lifting. He does it all the time. And then we will figure out exactly when we will air that segment. But Jeremy, you're right. That's why I'm feeling so good today. That's why today, as a Friday, is such a good Friday. Because I was surrounded by such great people today. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. All right, speaking of great people, my buddy Bolly Jarrett's going to be with us at 5:35. Bolly is, super dude. I mean, he's a great CPA, and I nominated as the best CPA in Central Virginia this year. He won that designation last year, and he's involved with Maxwell Leadership, John Maxwell, as I am, and he's always looking to help people with high road performance leadership. So Bolly's going to be back with us at 5:35, and you know what else is really cool about Bolly? He's a graduate of Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College. It's true. I think he was the valedictorian for his class, but he's definitely a graduate. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday! Woo! We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. And Jeremy, you are absolutely correct. Germ pointed out to me that the reason I'm feeling so doggone good today is because earlier today, around 11 o'clock, we had the opportunity to be surrounded by greatness. And we were presenting the first ever Jan McTernan Legacy Award. The recipient, by the way, had no idea that they were getting it. So there was a little bit of maneuvering involved in getting that person actually to the radio factory, and then setting up a reception. Really, is what it was, right? We had a number of folks show up, folks who had worked with this person through the years, and it was great. It was a family as well. So that particular person had no idea that their family, spouse, as well as children would be attending this. It was pretty cool. And this weekend, I guess, Jeremy, you're going to send me all the raw work parts. I'm going to listen to it, work on it. You're going to work on it. And then hopefully, and turn around quickly, we hope, in a week or so, we'll be able to air it. And provide it to the leadership in the agency as well, because that's important, Jeremy. Let's not forget that. I want to make sure that the department gets all of it and does whatever is appropriate to salute this person. It's groundbreaking, don't you think? It's a trailblazer sort of thing. You get to be the first at anything good. You'll be remembered. Now, you're the first to do something bad. Yeah, you're also going to be remembered, but that's not the way you want to do that. And earlier today, had the chance to spend a couple of moments with Rich Herrera. Somebody asked me not too long ago, hey, Jeff, do you like Rich? Yeah, I like him a lot. Seems like an awfully nice guy. I think we get along quite well. I like the opportunities to chat with him as well. Kind of like me, you know, he's a radio dude, which is nice. It's nice. You can talk kind of in shorthand, some of the secret language that only radio people know. But it was good time. And Monday morning on Rich's show, Jason Meagher, is the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, is going to be here. Next week on my show, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is going to be here. And as you know, I've got the door open for everybody. We have six statewide candidates, and I am more than happy to have each and every one of them appear on this here little show. It is painless. I'm actually a pretty nice guy. Bolly Jarrett joins us at 5:35. He's a trailblazer. He's leading the way here in Central Virginia, helping people get on the road to leadership, the high road leadership model from John Maxwell. We'll talk about it. 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Enjoy the cool temperatures tonight, a mere 67 degrees. Light winds. Could be a good evening to open the windows. It's going to be the last time you do that for a while. Why? Because starting tomorrow, we are parked well into the 90s. And next week, we are either right at 100 degrees, slightly below 100 degrees, or slightly over 100 degrees. It is going to be hot. I mean, really hot next week. And you heard Matt DiNardo a couple of moments ago, chief meteorologist over at 8 News, says that that's actually this, what do you call it, the weather dome or weather shield, something like that. And that's just going to be parked over us really right through Independence Day, July the 4th. So it's just going to be hot. You got to be ready for that and take some precautions. I am thrilled to know some really good people. Let me phrase that. I am blessed to know some really good people, quality people, high caliber people. And when I have the chance to chat with one of them in front of everybody, to bring them on, let them share some of their insight, their advice, I do that. And Bolly Jarrett happens to be one of those guys. Bolly Jarrett is certified public accountant. Bolly, last year, voted the best CPA in Central Virginia in the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition. He is part of the John Maxwell leadership team, as I am. Although Bolly, I think, is far, far better at it, but that's me saying that. He's a great guy. And I will remind you, a graduate of the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College. Remember, we talked a little bit about that. It was so much fun. But anyway, Bolly is really, really, really doing a lot to help people get to that high road performance that John Maxwell talks about. So Bolly is with us. Bolly, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Jeff, for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. It's been far too long, and I am excited about everything that you do, trying to get leaders to follow that high road leadership path. And let's not kid ourselves, that can be a challenge in this day and age, can it?
It really can. You know, the world really pushes us to be really divisive, and yeah. How can we get past that? And it's kind of an idea with the high road leadership approach, is that high road leaders work to bring people together in a world that's pushing them apart. So
how do we do that, Bolly? I mean, you know, you've got a whole minute. You can explain the whole thing. How do we do that?
Sure. Yeah. My, part of it, you know, is the first thing, I guess, is putting people above your own agenda. You know, that whole idea that, you know, we need to embrace authenticity. We need to be accountable for our actions and work closely to close into those gaps between intentions and our results.
Yeah.
You know, we have a tendency to want people to judge us based upon our intentions, yet our tendency is to kind of hold them accountable to their results and not so much the intention side.
Exactly.
You know, so that whole idea, people want to keep score all the time.
Yeah.
You know, high road leader typically is not trying to keep score of what I've done for you, but they're continuing to desire the best for other people. So,
well, you know, Bolly, one of the lessons that real leaders either learned already, are learning right now, or God willing, are going to learn in the future, you absolutely lead from the front. But real leaders eat last, right? They always are putting their people ahead of themselves.
That is absolutely true. You've really got to, like I say, look out for people first. That's the idea.
Yeah.
You know, if you're helping other people succeed and moving them along. Obviously, you're doing a great job. You're being a true leader. And the rewards will come as well in the future for you. But it's not about your rewards. It's about moving people along and helping them be successful. So
tell me about the involvement of my friend Bolly Jarrett in this. Are you just telling people, hey, you ought to do it, good luck to you? Or you got some programs, you got some opportunities for people to maybe spend a little more time with you?
We do have some programs that we've been working on, Jeff. We've got some opportunities. We've done some lunch learn type activities coming into businesses and working with their teams just on a small scale, and then developing some programs that hit their pain points and move them along as well.
Yeah.
So that whole idea of that, just a short opportunity, 50-minute session to come in and introduce some concepts that can actually give the business something to work with and make some give them some value, but also meeting some of those pain points that they have. You know, I'm working on now a program on how to work with complicated people. I know we don't work with a lot of complicated people around here, but we've got a program that is addressing that and realizing that, you know, you can approach that concept in all different ways. So that's something we're working on, obviously building another Live to Lead event now as well. So
Right. Complicated people, boy. You know, that's the old either Chinese proverb or Chinese curse. You should live in interesting times. And you know what? Working with complicated people is the same thing, right?
It certainly is. And you know what, Jeff? As you study it a little bit more and you get a little deeper into it, you realize you might be complicated to somebody else.
Yeah.
And how can we work together to make that all work out?
Yeah, it's a difficult thing when you're trying to do that. But as you point out, and the reason you're doing this, I think, and I remind everybody, Bolly Jarrett is joining me, a friend and a real resource and blessing to Central Virginia. You could be in that situation, and if you think that it's there, you've got to take some steps to deal with it, or you kind of bury your head in the sand, and then there's no progress made at that point.
That's exactly true. You don't know. You've got to make progress each day.
Yeah.
Intentionally. I think the whole idea of intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
And always moving forward each day.
Yeah.
You got to have a goal, set your goal each day to do something and continue to move in that direction. And you may not hit, you may have a big audacious type goal, but you need small goals each day and small accomplishments.
Yeah.
Will help move you along. So
yeah, that's whole being able to check off on that SMART list, right? Specific and measurable, and all of that. Let me ask you about generational stuff, because you're working with businesses locally. You're helping them out. You're addressing these things, those pain points, as we call them. Are you hearing from any senior leadership? Hey, Bolly, listen, we got a great crew, but this whole Gen Z, man, they got a different view of everything. How do we deal with that?
Well, it's interesting there, Jeff, because part of this whole thing of how to work with complicated people, we did, or you addressed that. We talk about this generation gap and this communication gap.
Yeah.
And realize that there's about five different generations working in the same environment today. And, we think that we're part of we've had views the same way all of our lives, and we realize that's not the case either. A lot of hippies from the 60s are now, getting in the senior time frame, and
yep,
and their views have changed over the years. And so those younger generations that, we say that they were just so different.
Yeah.
Realizing that, we've got the social media, all the other stuff going on. But it's all a idea of, the silent generation, the baby boomers out there,
mm-hmm.
Generation X and millennials and Gen Z. And
yeah.
I don't know what the gen is right now that's out there. But, we've got these five different groups that are out there. And so that whole five generations in the workforce has its own complications.
Yeah.
And how can we make each other work a little better together and understand each other in a way.
And it's not good enough for guys that are our age to just turn to these younger folks and say, look, you're doing it wrong, just do it this way and we'll all be fine. It's just, that's just not building for the future. You talked about some goals and accomplishments. Now, I was so proud last year when my friend Bolly Jarrett was voted as the best local accounting firm in Central Virginia by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And I know that we've been going through the nomination process. I know that because I nominated you. Are you, what are we doing here?
I know that we've got voting coming up here starting July or something there.
Okay.
I guess mid-July. I do believe I've gotten, you know, an opportunity to move into the voting phase. So we're looking forward to having some opportunity to have folks hitting their text line and computer line and all that.
Excellent.
And let's move us forward again this year. But
excellent.
But excited about the Richmond Times-Dispatch and the best program there. So
I love it. All right, now tell me how people can get in touch with you, because we're talking about all this great stuff. I want business leaders and company owners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to get in touch with you, work with you, get some of this high road leadership that our mutual mentor, John Maxwell, really has developed. How do they reach out to you, Bolly?
They can reach out to me by my website, which is myrvacpa.com.
Okay.
And they can text me or call me directly at area code 804-317-4091. Okay. So myrvacpa.com, or call or text my cell at 804-317-4091.
I love it. Bolly, it is always good to chat with you. I know you're in the midst of wedding planning as well, which I think is great. Please give your lovely daughter the congratulations of the Katz family. That's an exciting time, and I will make sure that once we get into that voting phase, people are voting for my friend Bolly as the best local CPA in Central Virginia. And of course, we'll share this all on social media just so more people can avail themselves of your service. You're a good man, my friend. I appreciate you being here.
I appreciate you, Jeff, and look forward to continuing to work with you, and know that we're going to make Richmond a great community and continuing to provide value to all those that we serve here.
No doubt about it. Thank you. That is my friend, Bolly Lee Jarrett Jr., myrvacpa.com. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self-high-five.
Bam! I just said that out loud, didn't I? Yeah, you could all hear it. Bam! It is Friday. Self-high-fives all the way around indeed. We have made it. Congratulations. I'll say it again. Self-high-fives all the way around. Okay. A couple of things that you and I are going to be chatting about next week include a visit with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears. I was the first person, just so you know, many moons ago, to have Winsome Sears on the radio in Central Virginia. I'm still very proud of that fact. I think she's done an exemplary job as the Lieutenant Governor. I'm excited about having her carry on the great work of Governor Glenn Youngkin as the governor. I love Winsome Sears. You know that. That's hardly a secret. So really looking forward to having her on with us next week. In the morning on Monday, Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. We've got the Attorney General, Jason Miaras, who's going to be on with Rich. I think that'll be a great conversation. You should check Rich's show out. Again, Richmond's Morning News at 6 o'clock in the morning. Are you aware that we're getting ready to celebrate our 100th anniversary here at WRVA, News Radio WRVA? It's amazing to think about. It's 100 years. And we are actually putting some pieces in place. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. We got a great meeting coming up next week to really, really explore even more about the 100th anniversary. I know that Jeremy and Charles Pyle, our great news director, have been working on that very hard already. So that's going to come up. Yeah, it's going to be great. All right, It is Friday, so a couple of things happen. First of all, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. And as we have done since October the 7th, 2023, we end this program by playing Hatikva. It is the Israeli national anthem. Hatikva is Hebrew for the hope. Have a wonderful weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.